Houston, this is 10, over.
Go ahead, 10.
Roger, the EMS test was completed. Worked just like it's supposed to.
Roger. And 10, this is Houston. If you all want to sign off now, we have nothing further for you. I guess we'll expect to hear from you in the same way, I guess, down voice backup as in the past.
Roger. We'll be talking to you.
Roger out. Good night.
All right.
This is Apollo Control. You heard Capcom Bruce McCandless bid the crew good night. At the present time, Apollo 10 is 162,122 nautical miles from Earth, traveling at a speed of 5,098 feet per second. This rest period is scheduled to last for 9 hours until about 163 hours ground elapsed time. During the night, we'll give you periodic status reports on the condition of the spacecraft and the position. And we'll be continuing to monitor systems and also the biomedical information on the crew. At 154 hours, 38 minutes, this is Apollo Control. This is Apollo Control at 155 hours, 24 minutes. Our flight surgeon reports that the crew apparently are still awake. The last time we heard from them was about 50 minutes ago when Capcom Bruce McCandless bid the crew goodnight. We have biomedical data on Tom Stafford and Gene Cernan. John Young is apparently in the sleep station under the right couch. We don't have biomedical data on him, but the information we're getting from telemetry from Stafford and Cernan indicates that they have not gone to sleep at this time. Apollo 10 is now 159,739 nautical miles from Earth. It's more than 51,000 miles from the moon at this point, and traveling at a speed of 5,135 feet per second. At 155 hours, 25 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 156 hours, 22 minutes. We're continuing to monitor both spacecraft systems and crew biomedical data. The flight surgeon advises us that the crew apparently is still up and about in the spacecraft. We have biomedical data on two crewmen, and indicates that from their heart and respiration rates that they are not sleeping at this time. At the present time, Apollo 10 is 156,787 nautical miles from Earth, and the speed continuing to increase slowly up now to 5,183 feet per second. At 156 hours, 23 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 157 hours, 28 minutes. It appears that the crew is sleeping at this time. The one crewman on whom we have biomedical data, John Young, has been asleep now for about 40 or 45 minutes. All spacecraft systems continue to look good at this time. Apollo 10 is presently 153,450 nautical miles from Earth and traveling at a speed of 5,238 feet per second. At 157 hours, 29 minutes, this is Mission Control. This is Apollo Control at 158 hours, 24 minutes. Apollo 10 now 150,581 nautical miles from Earth, and the spacecraft velocity 5,287 feet per second. We have had no conversations with the crew throughout this shift. After bidding them good night at 154 hours, 35 minutes, biomedical data indicated that John Young began to sleep about an hour and a half ago, and it's been relatively quiet here in Mission Control. At 158 hours, 25 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 159 hours, 35 minutes. At the present time, Apollo 10 is 146,937 nautical miles from Earth and traveling at a speed of 5,353 feet per second. The crew continuing to sleep soundly, at least according to the telemetry data we're getting on one of the crewmen, John Young. Flight surgeon reports his heart rate in the low 50s, and he seems to be sleeping soundly. We bid the crew good night at 154 hours, 35 minutes, which would be just about 5 hours ago, and it appeared that they began going to sleep about 2 hours after the rest period began. The spacecraft cabin temperature has been running around 71 degrees most of the evening, and the fuel cell performance and all other systems performance has been nominal. The spacecraft weight at the present time is 25,240 pounds. That's about 10,000 pounds or so less than Apollo 10 weighed prior to the trans-Earth injection maneuver. Most of the weight difference there accounted for in the SPS burn that took the spacecraft out of lunar orbit. At 159 hours, 36 minutes, this is Mission Control. This is Apollo Control at 160 hours, 41 minutes. Apollo 10 now 143,425 nautical miles from Earth, and the velocity up now to 5,419 feet per second. There's been no change in the status of spacecraft or crew since our last report. The crew continues to sleep. We don't plan to awaken them. Today's activities are relatively light, and the plan is to let the crew sleep as long as they wish. The spacecraft has been maintaining very good passive thermal control, rotating at three revolutions per hour, and we've had no thruster firings to correct dispersions in the attitude since establishing the passive thermal control. This is Apollo Control at 160 hours, 42 minutes. This is Apollo Control at 161 hours, 44 minutes. Apollo 10 now 140,097 nautical miles from Earth, and the spacecraft velocity 5,484 feet per second. The crew well into their 9-hour rest period at this point. Normally the rest period would end at 163 hours, a little over an hour and 15 minutes from now. However, because of tomorrow's relatively light schedule as far as the flight plan is concerned, it is planned to let the crew sleep as long as they wish. During the evening, flight dynamics officer has been working up some preliminary figures for mid-course correction number 6, which will probably be the only mid-course required prior to re-entry. That's scheduled to occur, the mid-course correction, scheduled to occur at 176 hours, 50 minutes ground elapsed time. And the preliminary data for that burn is as follows. It would be a 1.2 foot per second maneuver using two reaction control system jets. The burn duration would be about 5 seconds, and it would put the spacecraft on target for splash at 164 degrees 41 minutes west longitude and 15 degrees 4 minutes south latitude, and the splash time would be very close to the nominal listed in the flight plan at 192 hours 3 or 4 minutes. At 161 hours 46 minutes, this is Mission Control. This is Apollo Control at 162 hours, 42 minutes. The Apollo 10 crew now about 8 hours into their planned 9-hour sleep period. Apollo 10 at this time is 136,955 nautical miles from Earth and traveling at a speed of 5,547 feet per second. Here in Mission Control, we're having our change of shift. Flight Director Pete Frank is relieving Flight Director Milton Windler. Capcom for this shift is Jack Lausma. The Apollo 10 crew, according to biomedical telemetry information that we had on John Young, apparently did not get to sleep until about an hour and a half after beginning the sleep period. Because of the light schedule of activities on today's flight plan, a decision has been made to let the crew determine their own wake-up time. We don't plan to put in a call to the crew to wake them up. At 162 hours, 44 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston.